SBS Radio.
With me today is Alan Sheffield. He is the co-founder of MyDNA. And today, we are going to talk about your DNA or our DNA and its relation to the caffeine that we take or coffee that we drink. Good day, Alan.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time.
No, you're welcome.
So, you've had a cup of coffee this morning?
I certainly do. I'm very reliant on my first cup of coffee of the day to get me going, I must admit. How about yourself?
Yes, that is the kick that we all need to get the day going, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's, especially the Melbournians, you know, we love our cup of coffee, and you know, it certainly helps you focus and get you motivated for the day.
And it has to be a good cup of coffee.
No, that's right. That's right. I think the Nescafes and the instant coffees have gone out of business, I'd imagine.
In Melbourne, yes.
Everybody needs an Italian latte or something.
An espresso or a piccolo.
But if you don't have a good one, first thing in the morning, you know, it can set your mood for the whole day.
I agree with you on that. In Australia, people can drink up to 5 to 10 cups of coffee a day.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Especially in wintertime.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I think, you know, MyDNA have done some research, and, you know, it looks like about 95% of Australians are drinking caffeine or going for their caffeine fix. And, you know, I think it varies, but many of them are drinking, or about half of them are drinking more than 5 cups a day.
And 74% of these drinkers say they don't sleep well at all.
Yeah,
or they don't feel rested in the morning.
That's quite an interesting stat, isn't it? 3/4 of people who are drinking coffee are saying that they're not sleeping well. And so it's quite interesting, isn't it?
How do you know you sleep well at night?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, the other thing, we found that about 1 in 4 people, when they wake up in the morning, that they don't feel rested. So I think a big part of, you know, if you haven't slept well, if you've had a good sleep, you sort of get out of bed and you feel terrific. But if you haven't had a good night's sleep, you can often, you know, not feel great for the day.
And it's different from you get out of bed and you want to go back in because it's nice and comfy and cozy.
Well, that's a different thing. That's called laziness.
How do we know that the coffee we drink in a day is affecting our rest at night?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it's tricky. I mean, I suppose what we've found is what's quite interesting is that your genes or your DNA has a lot to do with how you process caffeine and also how well you sleep at night. So some people that can have a cup of coffee that we know, 2 hours before they go to bed and still fall asleep, where there are other people we know that who, let's say after, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that they have to stop drinking coffee at least 6 to 8 hours before they go to bed. And so, you know, we sort of know this, but what we didn't realise and what we've found is that your genetics also play a role in, you might be able to fall asleep after you have a cup of coffee late at night, but it actually can disturb your sleep, you know, the quality of sleep that you have, depending on your genetics and how it metabolises caffeine.
So it means that you can have a cup of coffee, go to bed at the same time, but then it's not a deep sleep.
Correct, yeah. Well, correct, you know, which seems obvious, but for a lot of people, because they're, you know, having a cup of coffee at dinner and they can fall asleep, they may not associate with the fact that it's actually the caffeine that's causing them to be overly alert, you know, throughout the night.
So how do we know if our DNA is super sensitive to caffeine or super tolerant to caffeine?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I think, you know, when you ask people, as I mentioned before, that some people are very sensitive to it and some people are not, and they can drink lots of cup of coffee. And typically that's about, you know, 50% of people are very sensitive and 50% are not. So, you know, there's a lot of variability in it. And, you know, what we can do now is we can actually do a DNA test that can tell us what our sensitivity is to caffeine and how quickly we process it.
So is it a blood test that we have to take?
No, it's actually, it's much simpler than that. It's just a simple sort of cheek swab that you rub on the inside of your cheek. You can send it off to our laboratory and then we can look at, you know, your DNA profile and how you respond to caffeine.
But what if I so love coffee? What if I really, really love coffee, but I can't tolerate it?
Well, yeah. Well, look, I think if you're, you know, what, I mean, there are other factors, and certainly the amount of coffee you're drinking is also something. You'll notice that if you stop drinking coffee, that you just become more sensitive it in general. But I think it's more about trying to understand there. What we look for in the genetic test is, one, how fast do you get rid of it? So when should you, you know, stop drinking coffee before you go to bed? The other thing we look at is, you know, how it affects your, you know, some people get quite jittery from coffee or a bit anxious. So we can look at how the genes are impacting that attribute. And the third thing we look for, which we discussed before, is, you know, how does it affect your sleep? You know, does it mean you're going to have a restful night's sleep if you drink coffee, or will coffee not affect the quality of sleep?
Will the quality of sleep or the how fast you metabolize your caffeine be connected to how much water you drink as well after each cup?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think it's more about, you know, you're taking caffeine, which is a stimulant, and your body, your liver is actually trying to break that down and get rid of it. So if you don't get rid of it quickly enough, it means it hangs around the body for longer. And also there are certain genes that are going to impact your ability to sleep well on it. So what we're looking for is you might actually process, you know, caffeine quite fast, and but that doesn't mean you're going to have a good night's sleep.
Because it still hangs around.
Yeah, it's still hanging around in the system. So what we're looking for is a number of different genetic markers that are looking at how caffeine really affects you. And so what that might be, I know you might love your 5 cups of coffee a day, but it may just, you know, when you're not sleeping well or if you're finding that when you wake up in the morning that you don't feel rested, it may explain to you why, and it might give you some advice about when the best time to stop drinking coffee might be.
So it will help me understand more my body and how I can drink my coffee or how much coffee I can take in a day.
Yeah, correct. So you might tweak your routine that you, you know, you stop drinking coffee a little bit earlier. That doesn't mean you can't have coffee. Just means that you can be a bit more mindful about how much coffee you're having during the day, because ultimately, you know, a good night's sleep has, you know, it has a big impact on our lives.
And because we all need that cup in the morning.
Well, you can still have more, but it just gives you, as I said, the standard. You know, most people, half of people, it'll take 6 to 8 hours to clear a cup of coffee. But there are other people that can clear it, you know, in a couple of hours. So what we're looking for is trying to understand how fast or slow you might, you as an individual, get rid of the coffee, and therefore it can inform you a little bit more, you know, next time you're sitting at that cafe at 10 o'clock at night, whether you can really have that cup of coffee, or maybe you should swap that for a herbal tea.
And it's also important to remember that we're all different.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's a really good example of how we're all different, and how your genetics, you know, explains the variability between, let's say, you and me. And because, you know, a lot of people relate to, you know, you can speak to one person and they say, oh, I'm so sensitive to coffee, I can hardly drink it. And you get other people that say, oh, no, I love it, I have 5 cups a day.
So, can you desensitize yourself?
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, coffee is one of those things that you can, you know, the more you drink of it, the more that the body gets better at, I guess, you know, being able to tolerate it. So it's certainly, you know, if you're drinking lots of coffee, it certainly doesn't have as much effect as if you just, you know, have it every now and again.
Thank you very much, Alan Sheffield from MyDNA.
Thank you. No, thanks very much for having me on your show.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.